This year, for the first time in the history of the world, more people will die from the effects of obesity than from starvation.
Dramatic music, scary sound bites, video of kids injecting themselves with insulin in their chubby tummies. Fed Up is an activist documentary with a big-name narrator.
What if our whole approach to this epidemic has been dead wrong?
That's TV journalist Katie Couric, the executive producer of Fed Up. Forget parents and video games and vending machines. The blame for the obesity epidemic, the film says, is on a drug called sugar. The film calls it the new tobacco. It says kids simply can't kick the habit that has made them into junk food junkies.
I want people to know that childhood obesity isn't as simple as TV and the press make it seem. And even Mrs. Obama.
That's a tearful Maggie Valentine, a 12-year-old girl who weighs more than 200 pounds. She mentions another target of the film, Michelle Obama, who is criticized for partnering with food and soda companies for her Let's Move campaign.
We'll begin with the spin, traveling in a world of my creation.
Fed Up is the latest effort to make use of a point of view and pop music, like this song by Fiona Apple that was set to a viral online video created by Chipotle, the Mexican food chain. As many of these films do, the Chipotle video portrays farming as a factory that spits out little boxes of beef. It's been viewed more than 12 million times.
What does the public want to know? What do they need to know? We're not hiding anything, but what do you want to know?
So the ag industry is getting proactive with its PR. One response is called Farmland, a film produced by a group called the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance. It's funded by companies like Monsanto and ag interests like the Ag and Pork Boards. Farmland's lush pictures, authentic voices, and soaring music is trying to lull the backlash created by films like Food Inc. and Fast Food Nation, which vilified industrial agriculture and convenience food.
We need to have young people go into farming. Who's going to grow our food?
Responding to Fed Up, the Grocery Manufacturers Association has launched FedUpFacts.com. It says, among other things, that food companies have significantly reduced calories in school cafeterias. A Kansas City group called the Center for Food Integrity is also gearing up for the film's release. The group's executive director, Terry Fleck, says obesity is the reality that people consume more calories than they burn.
Well, I think people want to create this good food, bad food scenario, and really there is no good food, bad food.
The food industry has a credibility problem.
That's Michelle Simon, a public health lawyer who appears in Fed Up. She calls the Center for Food Integrity a front group for the industry. In fact, it is funded by millions from commodity and advocacy groups like the American Farm Bureau and companies like ConAgra, Nestle, McDonald's, and Tyson.
So what they do is they funnel their money into these front groups that can look like they're doing this with the sheen of credibility and sometimes even scientists that are bringing the industry messages into the public discourse.
That public discourse, or at least the PR, shouldn't include the agricultural community, says Robert Paulberg. He's a Wellesley College professor and author of the book Food Politics.
What I would like to see in the agricultural community is some conscious distancing of the farm community from the food industry.
Paulberg says farmers' final customers, consumers, are not happy with the companies that have created the American diet.
I think the food industry sometimes maneuvers farmers into joining with them shoulder to shoulder in defense of the status quo, and I don't see what farmers get out of that.
What we all get out of these films is a multitude of messages on food, aiming for the mainstream at the multiplex. Peggy Lowe, Harvest Public Media.